Aaron spent most of his life as a slave. Aaron was born a slave. He stomped in the mud as a slave. He gathered straw as a slave. He made his bricks as a slave, all the while believing and having faith in a God that he could not see, a God he could not touch, a God he had no evidence that that God believed in him. Aaron was a slave as he watched his sister guide a basket with his baby brother down the Nile River, hoping for some kind of miracle. Aaron was still alive, still a slave, when that baby brother Moses returns to Egypt to challenge Pharaoh. Aaron was still a slave as he stood next to Moses and brought down the 10 plagues upon Egypt. Aaron, finally free, walks alongside a dry sea bed as God's own hand split the sea. Aaron is chosen to be the high priest. Aaron, who was a slave, is now going to be the person in charge of bringing God to the people Israel. He watches as meticulously, step by step, the tabernacle is constructed. The holy artifacts and tools, which will be his to govern, his, with which to offer these special sacrifices, are made. He watches as the best tailors stitch, create, make his beautiful high priest garments, his vestments, his holy ephod. He watches as he and his sons are consecrated to God with holy oil, as the altar itself is finally ready to offer these sacrifices. And that night, the night that he is about to finally act as the high priest, his sons are killed. That night, Nadab and Abihu, Aaron's oldest sons, the next in line to be high priest, are killed. They're not just killed, they're killed at the altar where Aaron is supposed to do his work. And they're not just killed at the altar, they're killed with the very fire that is going to be the source of these holy sacrifices. And the Torah tells us, in the face of this unimaginable tragedy, in the face of his final triumph being taken out from under him, the Torah tells us that Aaron was silent. The rabbis try and make sense of this. They try and understand. One rabbi tells us Aaron was just stunned. Another rabbi tells us Aaron understood that what the people needed right then was a high priest, not a mourning father, so he withheld his mourning. Rashi tells us that Aaron is silent. It's so remarkable that he warrants a reward, that God speaks directly to Aaron. But I think they're all struggling. I think they're all reaching. I think Aaron was silent because there was nothing else. I think Aaron was silent because the tragedy was so immense, because the loss was so unbearable that there were no words, no cry, no mourning to be done that could equal what he felt on the inside. Aaron was silent to give each of us permission. We may not, in fact, God willing, we won't, but it is possible in our life that we will face tragedy that is incomprehensible. Tragedy that goes so far beyond the pale that we can't take it in. that every explanation somehow makes the tragedy worse. But Aaron was silent. Aaron was silent to give us permission, to allow us, to give us space, so that when there are no words, when there are no cries, there is no way to mourn, we too might embrace Aaron's silence.